It is start from Dhyana Shlokas. Kshirodhanvat Pradeshe Shuchi Mani Vilasat Saikate Mauktikanam Mala Kluptasanastas Phatika Mani Nibhair Mauktikair Manditangaha. Kshirodhanvat Pradeshe Shuchi Mani Vilasat Saikate Mauktikanam Mala Kluptasanastas Phatika Mani Nibhair Mauktikair Manditangaha. Shubhrairabhrairadabhrairupari Virachitair Mukta Piyusha Varshaihi. At least I told you not to break it. Shubhrairabhrairadabhrairupari Virachitair Mukta Piyusha Varshairanandi. Nah Puniyadari Nalina Gada Shankhapanir Mukundaha. Kshirodhanvat Pradeshe Shuchi Mani Vilasat Saikate Mauktikanam Mala Kluptasanastas Phatika Mani Nibhair Mauktikair Manditanga. Shubhrairabhrairadabhrairupari Virachitair Mukta Piyusha Varshairanandi Nah Puniyadari Nalina Gada Shankhapanir Mukundaha. The meanings are told to the meanings, and you have to repeatedly see the word meanings, and you must know the order of the whole verse so that you can see the meaning collectively. It must become very thorough. Then when you chant, you must be able to see the meaning. That is what is visualization of Bhagavan's Murti, a Saguna Rupam of Bhagavan, who is essentially Nirguna Rupaha, Nirguna Swarupaha. Essentially, Bhagavan is Arupaha. Bhagavan is essentially Nirgunataya. Attributelessly, he is formless. But a formless Nirgunam Brahma is visualized here as Sagunam Brahma. And visualizing this itself is what Saguna Upasanam, which means the mind is completely taken away from everywhere and focused on the meanings of these words, that we are visualizing Bhagavan. And when you chant this first verse, immediately you must be able to see only the milk ocean. You can just visualizing. You all know the ocean. You can imagine the milk. It's all imagination. You have to visualize. There is a milk ocean in front of you. Just milk ocean. It is Saguna Upasana. If you simply see the milk ocean, daydreaming, it's not dhyanam. Only when it's associated with Bhagavan, it is dhyanam. And Saguna Upasana definition itself, I told you many times, what is the definition of Saguna Brahma Upasanam? Saguna or meditation itself. Upasanam, meditation can be called meditation. Only your attention is focused on Bhagavan. If Bhagavan is not the object of focus, if you are sitting hours and hours together, thinking of something, then there also attention is focused. But the object of focus is not Bhagavan. Then we can't call it dhyana. Okay, so it's Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha. The mental activity which implies meaning focusing the attention on and a given object for a length of time, and the object which symbolizes Bhagavan is Saguna Upasana. Otherwise, if you're thinking of something and sometimes people hours together, they think of only one thing. They're very focused. But can you call it meditation? No. Object of focus must be Bhagavan, Only then you can call it meditation. So that's why Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha. Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha is Dhyanam or Upasanam, which is otherwise called meditation. So here, the milk ocean is all associated with Bhagavan only. You're seeing the milk ocean in front of you, visualizing. Kshira Udanvat Pradeshaha, which is an area of, you know, ocean of milk. Udanvat means ocean, and Kshira Udanvat means, Kshira Udanvat means Udanvan, Udakavan, Udanvan, Samudraha. Okay. So here, Udanvat Pradeshaha is ocean, Kshira Udanvat Pradeshaha is a milk ocean. Kshirodanvat Pradeshe, Shuchimani Vilasat Saikate. Shuchimani Vilasat Saikata, a raised sandy area or a mountain shining with precious gems, pure gems. Shuchimani Vilasat Saikate Mautika Saikate. On that, there is a milk ocean. There is a small raised mountain like place, this sandy area, which is shining with precious gems. In that place, on that hill, we see a beautiful asanam studded with gems. Shiro Danvat Pradeshe Shuchimani Velasat Saikate Muktikana Mala Klupta Asanastaha. And Bhagwan is seated on a chair, an asanam, which is decked with garlands of pearls. Muktikana Mala Klupta Asanastaha. He is sitting on, Bhagwan is sitting on a chair, which is decked with garlands of pearls, beautiful pearls. And he himself is decked with pearls. Mala Kriptasanasta Spatika Maninibhair Moktikair Mandita Angaha. All Bhagavan's limbs are decorated with beautiful shining pearls, which like clearly crystal. Spatika Maninibhaihi Moktikaihi Mandita Angaha. Spatikam Pondra Olivisuhindra Muttukkalal Alankarika Pattavaraha. Spatika Maninibhair Moktikair Mandita Angaha. Shubhaihi Abraihi Adabraihi Upari Virachitaihi Mukta Piyusha Varshaihi. See, the pun is, the word mukta is again used. Already you learned mukti is, muktikam is pearl. But here mukta is a participle, means released. And Bhagwan is reveling in his own swarup of fullness. Anandi means one who revels in one's own swarup of fullness. One who is of the nature of fullness. One whose swarup is fullness, anandaha. Therefore, one who is reveling in one's own swarup of fullness. How? And enjoying the shower from above. Piyusha Varshehi, one who is reveling in one's own swarup of fullness, enjoying the rains of nectar released by the pure clouds from above. Shubhrai, Abhrai, Adabhrai, Upari Virachitair, Mukta Piyusha Varshaihi Anandi. And not that, Ari Gada Shankha Panir Mukundaha Naha புனியாத். ஆனந்தீன புனியாத் அரி அரிநலினகத அரிநலினகதா சங்கபாணர் முகுந்தா நஹ புனியாத். I told you which sort of Bhagavan should purify us, protect us. We explained thoroughly previously. Okay, I'm just reminding you. Shirodhanvat pradeshe shuchi mani vilasat saikate muktikanam mala klub. Actually, we're not breaking it. Shirodhanvat பிரதேசே சுச்சிமணி விலசத் சைகதே மௌக்திகானாம் மாலா க்ளுப்தாசனஸ்த ஸ்பட்டிக மணி நிபைர் மௌக்திகை மண்டிதாங்கஹ. There you can break. சுப்ரைரப்ரைரதப்ரைருபரி விரசிதைர் முக்த பியூஷ வர்ஷைர் ஆனந்தீன புனியாதரி நலினகதா சங்கபாணிர் முகுந்தஹ. Bhuv padau yasya nabhir viyada sura nilas chandra suryau cha netre karna vasha shiro jaur mukham api dahano yasya vasteyam abdhi antastham yasya vishvam sura nara khaga gobhogi gandharva daityaihi சித்திரம் ரம் ரம்யதே தம் த்ரிபுவன வபுஷம் விஷ்ணுமீஷம் நமாமி. பியூட்டிஃபுல் வர்ஸ். திஸ் இஸ் அ பியூட்டிஃபுல் வர்ஸ். சீயிங் விஸ்வரூபம் ஆஃப் பகவான் இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி புருஷ சூக்தம் கண்டென்ஸ்ட் இஸ் திஸ் வர்ஸ். வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல். Bhuv padau yasya nabhir viyada sura nilas chandra suryau cha netre karna vasha shiro jaur mukham api dahano yasya vasteyam abdhi antastham yasya vishvam சுர நர கக கோபோகி கந்தர்வ தைத்யைஹி சித்ரம் ரம் ரம்யதே தம் த்ரிபுவன வபுஷம் விஷ்ணுமீஷம் நமாமி. போஃ பாதௌ யஸ்ய நாபிர் வியத சுர நிலஸ் சந்திர சூர்யோ ச நேத்ரே கர்ணா வாஷா ஷிரோ ஜௌர் முகம் அபி தஹனோ யஸ்ய வாஸ்தேயம் அப்தி அந்தஸ்தம் யஸ்ய விஸ்வம் சுர நர கக கோபோகி கந்தர்வ தைத்யை சித்ரம் ரம் ரம்யதே தம் த்ரிபுவன வபுஷம் விஷ்ணுமீஷம் நமாமி. So, namami, aham namami. This also we have already seen. Just reminding you, aham namami. And kidrisham, or kam namami, whom do I worship? Isham namami, I bow to the Lord. And who is this Lord whom I bow to? Kidrisham isham, which sort of the Lord whom I bow to? The Isha, every word is in objective case, qualifying this one word Isham. Vishnum Isham Namami. I bow to the Lord Vishnu, all pervasive Lord. And who is this? Who is again Vishnu? How do you say, why do you say Vishnu, all pervasive? Because Tribhuvana Vapuhu. Tribhuvana Vapusham. One who has three worlds as his body or form. All three worlds constitute his form. Tribhuvana Vapushaha. Moolagathinayum udambaha kondavan. Tribhuvana Vapusham, Vishnum, Isham, Namami. Tribhuvana Vapusham, Vishnum. Two adjectives again for Isham. Tam. And who is Yasya Antaha Vishwam? Yasya Antastham Vishwam. And the world of varied beings, Sura, Nara, Khaga, Go, Bhogi, Gandharva, Daityaihi. Chitram Vishwam, Yasya Antastham. Chitram Vishwam. This Chitram, he has a wonderful, beautiful, picturesque world of innumerable, countless beings in terms of all these I mentioned. In whom, instead of whom. Chitram Vishwam. Chitram adjective for Vishwam. Chitram Vishwam. Chitram means what? You know, beautiful, wonderful way. Okay. Picturesque world of innumerable, countless, varied beings such as Sura, Nara, Khaga, Go, Bhogi, Gandharva, Daityaihi. This Vishwam, such Vishwam, Yasya Antastham, inside of whom. Tam Vishnumesham Namami. And not only that, Yasya Padau Bhuhu, Yasya Nabihi Viyat, Yasya Asuhu Anilaha, Yasya Netre Chandra Suryo, Yasya Karno Ashaha, Yasya Shiraha Jauhu, Yasya Mukham Dahanaha, Yasya Vasteyam Abdihi. Tam Vishnumesham Aham Namami. Okay, come back to this verse again. We'll be doing. I'm just giving you little meanings. I gave you already little meanings of both verses, first and second, Dhyana Shlokas. Now, when I complete all four verses, I will help you meditate on that. It's going to be a guided meditation session. As I tell you, I can ask you to place your attention on that. It's going to be a guided meditation of description of Bhagavan. Guided meditation on the description of Bhagavan presented in these Dhyana Shlokas. We'll do that. You have seen this also. Now next verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's a beautiful mantra. Actually, in a small booklet itself, we have Swamiji's unformed of this mantra. I also explain. Anyway, I can just tell you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I'll send you the booklet for you to read and to dwell upon what the word Vasudeva means. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasu, literally meaning, tell me a brief meaning today. Vasu means wealth. Vasu means Lakshmi. And that's why earth is called Vasumati. Vasumati means she who's like Srimati. Vasumati means one who is endowed with all wealth. Lakshmi is called Vasumati. Mother Earth is called Vasumati. And also Vasundharati iti Vasundhara. Vasundadati iti Vasudha. Vasundhara Vasudha. Third, we put ordinary da, Vasudha, bestower of wealth. Vasundhara, she who's endowed with wealth. Vasudha, she who's endowed with wealth. Vasudha, Vasundhara. Then Vasudha, bestower of wealth. Lakshmi. But Vasumati, again, she's endowed with wealth. Vasumati, Vasundhara, Vasudha, Vasudha. So Vasu means wealth, Lakshmi. All forms of wealth. Wealth, its entirety is Vasu. And Devaha, the one who shines. One who shines in the form of the world, in term, the form of whole Jagat is Bhagavan's wealth. This is Vasudevaha. Vasudevaha is not an ordinary name, very beautiful name. Vasudevaha. Anyway, we'll see elaborate meaning of unfoldment of that later on. Now understand this much. And salutations unto Bhagavan, who is shining in the form of the entire universe, is Vasudeva. Little meaning, this extra informant is there, I will do it later on. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Now, again, the meaning of the word Bhagavan, you all know very well. Bhaga, yasya asti, saha Bhagavan. And, you know, but the word Bhaga stands for sixfold virtues. All knowledge, which you have studied thoroughly in Bhagavad Gita class. Bhaga is equal to sixfold virtues. What are the sixfold virtues? Jnanam, all knowledge. Shrihi, all wealth. Knowledge in its entirety, all knowledge, the total knowledge. Totality of knowledge is Jnanam. The next is Shrihi. Shrihi means wealth, prosperity in its entirety is Shrihi. It includes in all forms of beauty also. All forms of wealth, Shrihi. See, we can't even imagine, okay? Prosperity, wealth in its entirety is Shrihi. So, Jnanam, Shrihi. Third is what? Yashas. Yashas, fame. Yashas is a neuter gender word. Shrihi is a feminine gender word. Jnanam is again neuter gender word. Jnanam, Shrihi, Yashas, fame. Viryam, viryam, strength in its entirety. Viryam. I don't think you can do anything better than this on very auspicious full moon day. Tamil Nadu Anna Abhishekam was over last week because of Ashwini Nakshatra yesterday. Okay. Jnanam, Shrihi, Yashas, Viryam. Then Vairagyam. Vairagyam. Actually, Vigataha, Ragaha, Yasmat, Saha Viragaha. See, Ragaha means attachment, passion. Passion, attachment is Ragaha. Passion is passion means strong desire is Ragaha. Strong desire is Raga. Raga, our passion is the best word. Vigataha Ragaha Yasmat. Passion. The one from whom passion has gone is Viragaha. The person from whom the passion has gone, strong desire has gone, is also called Viragaha. Viragaha also means absence of passion. It's adjective as well as noun. Okay. But now, if you make it a noun, it's a masculine word, gender word. Make it a neuter noun. Vairagyam. Vairagyam is dispassion or passionlessness. Vairagyam, dispassion. We are not an adjective here. This is a noun. Vairagyam, dispassion, passionlessness. Patrinmai. Now, is a virtue, can you believe? Bhagavan as Vairagyam means what? What does it mean? Bhagavan is free from desires. Why? Because Bhagavan, whose Swarup means fullness, Bhagavan is of the nature of fullness. Therefore, where there is fullness, there is no inadequacy. Nereve vadivana bhagavanukku kurai illai. Okay? Bhagavan is free from kurai, inadequacy. There is no inadequacy. Therefore, there are no needs. Therefore, no desires. There were no passion for anything. Is it clear? Passion or desire is expression of sense of inadequacy centered on I. And Bhagavan is the very truth which is of the nature of fullness. Therefore, dispassion is also one of the virtues of Bhagavan. Vairagyam. Purna Vairagyam. We all have Vairagyam. We have Vairagyam towards balloons and toys. Children still have, you know, raga for such things. Whereas our Vairagyam is limited Vairagyam. Where Bhagavan is, Bhagavan is a Purna Vairagyam. It's a total dispassion. Yet Bhaga includes Purna Vairagyam. Only the Lordship is possible. If there's some no Vairagyam, it means slave, that's all. It's not, can't be a lot. So Vairagyam, Purna Vairagyam. And if all these five are there in total measure, in full measure, Jnanam, Srihi, Yashas, Jnanam, Srihi, Yashas, Viryam, Vairagyam. In it, total Vairagyam, total dispassion, then naturally there is also what status of being the Lord, Lordship, Aishwaryam, Ishwarasya Bhavaha Aishwaryam. People always think Aishwaryam is wealth. Actually, Aishwaryam means the Lordship, the having the status of being the Lord is Aishwaryam. Ishwarasya Bhavaha. Aishwaryam. The status of being the Lord is Aishwaryam. So Aishwaryam is possible only if there is Purna Vairagyam. Purna Vairagyam is possible only if there's everything in full measure, total measure. Not little knowledge, not little wealth, not little strength, not little fame. All knowledge in its entirety, prosperity in its entirety, wealth, all forms of wealth in its entirety, fame in its entirety, strength in its entirety, means everything in full measure, total measure. Therefore, there is total Vairagyam, Purna Vairagyam. Therefore, there is also possible. What is possible? The status of being the Lord. Lordship, overlordship is Aishwaryam. So, we'll repeat. Bhaga ityasya shabdasya. Bhaga ityanena shabdena shad vishyaha suchyante. The six virtues are meant by the word bhaga. And bhaga bhagyam is noun. Bhaga. Bhagyavan, Bhagyavati, Bhagyalakshmi. Bhagyavan, Bhagyavati, Saubhagyavati, Subhaga. Saubhagyavan. What does it mean? One who has everything, all six in little measure. Okay, in little. The person has some knowledge, some wealth, some fame, some, okay. You have everything, with little we have. We call that person Bhagyavan, Bhagyavati. If they lack this, Daurbhagyam. Aho Daurbhagyam. Unnume illa konjam koda. Aho Daurbhagyam. Understand? So Bhagyavan, Bhagyavati has come from the word Bhaga. So Bhaga means all these sixfold virtues. So Bhagavan, Bhagavati, mean the one who is endowed with all these sixfold virtues in equal measure is Bhagavan, Bhagavati. Feminine gender word Bhagavati, Devi, Parashakti, you say. Masculine noun, feminine noun, sorry, same meaning. Bhagavan, Bhagavati. In feminine it is Ikaranta Shabda, in masculine gender it is a Takaranta, Bhagavat Shabda. declared Bhagavan, Bhagavantam, Bhagavata, Bhagavate, Bhagavataha, Bhagavataha, Bhagavata, Bhagavati. Hey Bhagavan. That's why in vocative case we don't call Bhagavan. Hey Bhagavan. Hey Bhagavan Rakshamam. Is it? Okay. That is different. Now, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Salutations unto Bhagavan. Om Namaha Bhagavate Namo Bhagavate. Bhagavate is what? Fourth case. Bhagavan nominative. Bhagavantam objective. Bhagavata instrumental. Bhagavate dative. Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namaha. Salutations unto Bhagavan Vasudevaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay. Next. Shantakaram Bhujaga Shayanam. They always make it see that it is not cerebral or dental, it is palatal. Sha. Sha. Many people say Shanta, not Shanta. Shanta. Okay. Shantakaram Bhujaga Shayanam Padmanabham Suresham Vishwadharam Gagana Sadrisham Meghavarnam Shubhangam Lakshmikantam Kamalanayanam Yogi Hridhyana Gamyam Yogi Hridhyana Gamyam Vande Vishnum Bhava Bhayaharam Sarvalokaikanatham Shantakaram Bhujaga Shayanam Padmanabham Suresham Vishwadharam Gagana Sadrisham Meghavarnam Shubhangam Lakshmikantam Kamalanayanam Yogi Hridhyana Gamyam Vande Vishnum Bhava Bhayaharam Sarvalokaikanatham. Okay. Vande. Always look for a verb first. If there's no verb, then we have to see differently. There's a verb. Vande. Vande is a present tense verb. First person singular present tense verb. Vande bow, bow. Vanangiren. I bow. The verb is a first person singular present tense verb. Therefore, I bow. Then whom do I bow to? Vishnum vande. I bow to the Lord Vishnu. Vishnuhu itself means what? I told you many times, Vyapnoti Sarvam Iti Vishnuhu. Vishnuhu means all pervasive. I bow to the all pervasive Lord. Vishnum Vande. And who is this Vishnuhu? This all pervasive one word. The Vishnuhu reveals, it's a Swarupa Lakshanam. Bhagavan is of the nature of all, Bhagavan is the truth which is of the nature of all pervasiveness. The Sarva Gatatvam is implied by the word Vishnuhu, which is a Swarupam, which is a Nirguna Swarupam, Nirguna Rupam. You say all pervasive, it is what? Nirguna Rupam. In all these verses, Dhyana Shloka, we have both Nirgunam and Sargunam. This Lord who is of the nature of, who is the truth which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, Bhagavan is none other than the very reality which is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Means Arupam, we can't, it is not any form. And that Lord I invoke in this given form. Okay, I bow to the Lord who is the very reality which is the nature of all pervasiveness. Before Vishnu Vande. And who is this Lord? When the Lord is discovered, he is Bhava Bhaya Haraha. Bhava Bhaya Haraha is nominative. Bhava Bhayam Harati Iti Bhava Bhaya Haraha. One who removes, snatches away the fear of samsara. The word Bhavaha means life of becoming. Bhavaha means becoming. So the word samsara, the word bhavaha actually means samsaraha. Samsaraha means what? No, the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. Fraught with the fear. Always there's a fear of death. In some, see, the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths is always fraught with the fear, the phenomenon called fear of death. The fear of death is called bhavaha. So the life of transmigration, the transmigratory life, the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, the cycle which keeps on moving perfectly, therefore, samyak sarati iti samsaraha. There's no disorder in samsara, you know that, because Bhagavan, the whole samsara is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is free from samsara, but this whole samsara is nothing but Bhagavan. Samyak sarati iti samsaraha. So that which keeps the cycle of births, beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, keeps moving perfectly, in perfect order. Therefore, it's called samsaraha. Samyak sarati iti samsaraha. And there's again and again, assuming bodies, this births are therefore becoming. Samsaraha is also called life of becoming. And there's also constant, continuous transmigration from one mother's womb to another mother's womb, assuming different bodies. Therefore, there's a transmigration. If people migrate from one place to another place, migration, isn't it? Once you move from India, you live in London. That's all. Or in the UK or some other place, Kuwait or some other place. But it's migrating from one place to one mother's womb to another mother's womb endlessly. Transmigration. Isn't it? And which is not seen. That's why this transmigratory life, or life of transmigration, samsaraha, is meant with the word bhavaha. And this, in this life of samsara, in this transmigratory life, there is always fear of death. You can't say, I want to be born again and again, enjoy this life, but I don't want to have fear. Impossible. Once you're born, assuming a body in this world, you are already ignorant. Ignorance must be there to assume a body. If there's no ignorance, assuming the body is not possible. Why? If ignorance is not there at all, then mind cannot be functional. Mind cannot be there without ignorance. And if there's no mind, assumption of body is not possible. Assumption of body is not there. When I say mind, ajnanam, at least total ignorance must be there. Only then you can assume a body. This total knowledge, assumption of body is not possible. Therefore, if you're assuming a body means you're already ignorant. And ignorant means there'll be fear. You can't help it. Therefore, bhava bhayam means bhave bhayam or bhavasya bhayam. Bhavastha bhayam. So the life of the samsara, life of becoming fraught with the fear is bhava bhayam. And bhava bhayasya haraha, Bhavabhayam Harati Iti Bhavabhaya Haraha. This Bhagavan, who essentially the very reality, which is the nature of all pervasiveness, discovering which one can become free from fear, is said to be the remover of fear of samsara. Bhagavan is the remover of the fear of samsara. How can Bhagavan remove the fear of samsara? By removing the very samsara. How can Bhagavan remove samsara? By revealing by his swarupam, obtaining as your own swarupam. The one who removes samsara, thereby removes the fear fraught with samsara. By revealing his own swarupam as one's own swarupam. It means by blessing one with the knowledge. Bhavabhaya haraha. So bhavabhaya haram Vishnum vande. Bhavabhaya haram Vishnum vande. And this Vishnu, sarva loka eka nathaha. Sarva loka eka nathaha. Nominative case. Sarvesham lokanam yekaha eva nathaha yaha. Yaha sarvesham lokanam yekaha eva nathaha. The only Lord, he who is the only Lord of all the worlds. Sarvesham lokanam yekaha. Ekaha nataha. Yaha. Sarvesham lokanam ekaha nataha yaha. Saha. Sarva loka ekanataha. Compound word. Sarva loka ekanataha. When Vriddhi Sandhiha takes place, lokaikanata. Loka plus eka lokaika. Sarva lokaikanataha. Nataha. The Lord. No, Nathaha means the Lord. Lord means what? One who is not the slave. Not being the slave means what? Being endowed with all those sixfold virtues in equal measure. Therefore, Nathaha, the Lord. Eka Nathaha, there is no second Lord. The only Lord of all the worlds. Why the only Lord of all the worlds? Because the one who alone is in the form of all the worlds. The one who is in the form of all the worlds. Therefore, the only truth of all the worlds, the only existence of all the worlds, therefore, one only Lord of all the worlds. I can say the only Lord of the entire ocean is the water. Why? Water alone is the name of the entire ocean. Water alone lends existence for the form, name and function called ocean. The one who is the name of very existence of the ocean is the water. Similarly, Sarvaloka Ekanathaha means Lord, the only Lord of all the worlds, means the only truth of all the worlds, one who is in the form of all the worlds, one who lends existence to all the worlds. Therefore, one who is only the only Lord of all the worlds. Sarvaloka Ekanathaha. Is all. So sarvaloka ekanatham bhavabhayaharam Vishnum vande. When you chant, all this should come to your mind. Visualizing. Vishnum vande sarvaloka ekanatham வந்தே விஷ்ணும் பவபயஹரம் சர்வலோகைகநாதம். Now we go to Sagunam. Now this Vishnu, who is the existence of all the worlds, therefore who is the only Lord of all the worlds, who alone removes the fear of samsara by revealing his swarupam, and who is the nature of all pervasiveness, and such Lord I here visualize in a given form. Shantakaram, Shanta Akaraha, Lord who is of the form of peace. Shanta Akaraha, Shantireva Akaraha Yasya, so Shanta Akaraha. Shanta is a participle of Shantihi, Shantihi noun, peace. Akaraha means form. One who is of the form of peace, one who is peaceful form. Bhujaga Shayanaha. You can see, visualize some Bhagavan's form. You all must think of, if you have been to Thiruvananthapuram, or if you have been to Srirangam or some other place where Bhagavan is reclining on a snake. Bhujam, bhujaha means shoulder. Bhujena gachyati iti bhujagaha bhujangaha bhujangamaha. Snake is called bhujagaha. All names of snake are very using its chest. How does it move? Bhujena gachyati. Or it walks, goes with chest, urasa gachyati iti uragaha. You know, bhujena gachyati iti bhujagaha. Bhujagaha, bhujangaha, bhujangamaha. All three words means snake. Like a bird is called patagaha, patangaha, patangamaha means bird. So bhujagaha, bhujangamaha means bhujagaha, snake, serpent, bhujagaha, bhujangaha, bhujangamaha, all three words mean the same snake. And shayanaha, see shayanam means reclining. The verb is shete, shete reclines. Lying down. Bhujaga shayan, shayanam, reclining. Shayanam also means, shayya means bed. Shayya means bed. So if we take shayanam is a gerund, which means reclining. We can also take it as a bed. So bhujage shete yaha. Saha bhujaga shayanaha. One who is reclining on the snake, the serpent. Or one who has bhujagaha adhisesha as his bed is called bhujaga shayanaha. Bhujage shete iti bhujaga shayanaha. Bhujagaha shayanam yasya saha bhujaga shayanaha. The one who has snake as his bed, or is reclining on the snake, adhisesha, bhujagashayanaha. You must visualize that form, Bhagwan reclining on adhisesha. You must, everything, mind must completely come to that one particular form. And how his face, shantakaraha. There's no disturbance. See, for a person to be relaxed, reclining, he must be absolutely peaceful. But we go into the bed with disturbed mind. That's why we turn this side and that side and this side and that side, not sleeping, getting restless. That's a different problem. So Bhagavan here is Shanta Akaraha, one who is of peace, form of peace, one who is peaceful formed and reclining on a snake. Shantakaram, Shanta Akaraha, nominative. Bhujaga Shayanaha, number two. Third, Padma Nabhaha. Padmam Nabhau Yasya. Nabihi Naval. Nabihi Naval. Padmam Lotus. Padmam Nabihi Yasya. Saha Padma Nabhaha. The one who has lotus in his navel. Lotus naveled. Padma Nabhaha. Padmam Nabhau. Nabihi. Locative of Nabi is what? Nabhau. Padmattai Nabhil Kondavan. Padma Nabhaha. Padmam Nabhau. Yes, yeah. The Padma Nabhaha. Again, what it means is, Padmanabhaha, what implies is, when Vishnu is, the entire gross manifestation is Vishnu, and that lotus actually implies Hiranyagarbha. It is the same Vishnu who is also in him of subtle manifestation. The gross manifestation is Vishnu, the same Vishnu who is the more subtle manifestation also. That we don't need to go to that philosophical meaning, but understand Padmanabha because you have to visualize here. Padmanabha. Padmattai Nabhil Kondavan. Padmanabha. Padmam Nabhau Yasya. Padmanabha. Okay, Padmanabham, all objective case now. Because every word qualifies the word Vishnum, the first. Then Suresham. Ishaha means the Lord. Suranam Ishaha. Devanam Ishaha. Deveshaha, Sureshaha mean the same. Suraha means Devaha. Devesha means the Lord of all Devas. The Lord of all Devatas. So, I told you Suraha Devaha. You can say even the celestials, the superior beings existing in higher worlds, they're all actually Bhagavan is the only Lord, only truth of all the worlds. So Suranam Ishaha Sureshaha, Lord of all Devas. There is no Deva who is outside of Bhagavan. No Devata, no phenomenon, no celestial being, no existence, nothing which exists is outside of Bhagavan. So Suranam Ishaha Sureshaha, Sura Ishaha, compound word. Suranam Ishaha, two different words. And Suranam Ishaha is equal to Sura Ishaha. Suresha, we make a sandhi, Suresha, Lord of all Devas. Let it be easy for you to understand even compounds in some compound class. Suresham, objective case. Vishwadharam, Vishwadharaha. Vishwadharaha. Savana Dirga Sandhi, Vishwadharaha. Vishwadharaha. It's a compound word again. Vishwasya Adharaha. Vishwasya Adharaha. Two different words. Make a compound word. Vishwa Adharaha. When you drop the case ending, it becomes a compound word, isn't it? Vishwa Adharaha. Vishwasya Adharaha becomes Vishwa Adharaha. Vishwa Adharaha becomes Vishwadharaha. Adharaha, support, substratum of the universe. Bhagavan is the support, substratum of the universe. Vishwam. Again, what is the meaning of the word Vishwam that we will see in the first name? Okay, we'll wait for the first name. Vishwam, Vishnur, Vashatkaro. Then you understand the meaning of the first word Vishwam later on. So Vishwa Adharaha, the support, Adharaha, substratum, existence of the entire world, the entire universe, which means Bhagavan is the one who lends existence to the entire universe. Bhagavan is the support. Where is the form ocean denoted by the word ocean located? What is the locus of the form ocean? Water. So water is the adhara for the form ocean. It cannot exist independently. Similarly, the Vishwam, this entire universe, Bhagavan is the support, adhara for the entire universe, means without Bhagavan in of truth, the universe will lose its existence. Universe cannot exist at all. The one without whose existence, whose support, the universe cannot exist at all, is the Adhara. Okay. Vishwadharaha. Vishwadharam. Gagana sadrusham. Gaganam ityukte akashaha ityartaha. Gaganam is a neuter noun. Akashaha, masculine noun. Gaganam means akashaha. Sadrusha means similar. Similar means comparable. In fact, space cannot be compared to Bhagavan. You know, Gagana Sadrishaha means Bhagavan is all pervasive like the space. Bhagavan is one who is as pervasive as the space. Or you can say Bhagavan is all pervasive like the space. Gaganam Iva Yahasti. Sa Gagana Sadrishaha. Viliyai Pondravar. Pondra. That's the meaning of Sadrisha. So, Surpanaka Sadrishi Mahila. What does it mean? Surpanaka Sadrishi Mahila. This woman is like Surpanaka. My God. Rama Sadrishaha Purushaha. Raman Pondravan. This man is like Rama, highly virtuous. Like, you compare, no? Or compare one person, other person. You can use this word sadrusha, sadrusham, sadrushaha, sadrushi. In when you make it compound, sadrusha. Pondra. That will say pondra, isn't it? Like Gagana Sadrisham Bhagavan. Bhagavan is like the space. Bhagavan is all pervasive like the space. Or Bhagavan is as pervasive as space. How space pervades all everything else here. So Bhagavan pervades everything including space. Examples, because we don't know how Bhagavan pervades everything. So, space pervades everything. Space is all pervasive. Space is relatively all pervasive. Bhagavan is absolutely all pervasive. The standpoint of space, we can say space is all pervasive. The standpoint of Bhagavan, the very truth of space, Bhagavan pervades everything including space. Therefore, Bhagavan is spatially limitless. So here, Gagana Sadrushaha means Bhagavan who is all pervasive like space. Bhagavan who pervades everything, including space, like the space pervades everything, is said to be Bhagavan, who is similar to the space, who is like space. Gagana sadrushaha. Velipondravar. Gagana sadrushaha. So Gagana sadrusham, objective case. Meghavarnaha. Megha iva varnaha yasya. Or megasya varnaha iva varnaha yasya. Megasya varnaha iva varnaha yasya. Or megha iva varnaha yasya. Megha varnaha. So megasya varnaha kaha. What is the color of the cloud? Dark blue and gray mixed, isn't it? Megavarna. It's a mega shyamaha also, you say. It is not fully black, but not fully blue. It is mixed color. Anyway, you imagine your own megavarna. Okay, I don't want to give you wrong things. Megaha iva varnaha yasya. Megasya varnaha iva varnaha yasya. Or megaha iva varnaha yasya. One who is of the complexion of the cloud. One whose complexion is like the cloud is called a megavarnaha. Megam ponda varnathe odayavar. This is Bhagavan ku varname kediyadu. Bhagavan is nirgunaha, attributeless. How can Bhagavan has this varna? He is for saguna. Saguna rupam. Again, the confusion comes. The Bhagavan, why Megashyamaha, Megavarnaha iti nama? Because the darkness, dark color. And the darkness, actually, some people say Krishna means black, or they say. This darkness is taken to be the complexion of Bhagavan in Saguna for Saguna Upasana purpose. Because dark color attracts, it seems. Grasps your mind. Something bright, it draws your attention, isn't it? The pale colors, dark colors attract the attention than the pale colors. And actually, the philosophical meaning was given even in Bhagavatam and other places. This Gargamani came when Krishna was born. And the parents request, oh, Gargamani has come, great person, now he should name Bhagavan. You know, before naming ceremony, they had Garga Rishi, Gargamani. The Yashoda and Nandagopa was so happy. And for them, he's a baby, Krishna. But Gargamani knew Bhagavan's avatara. So he was telling in Narayanam, he says, Katam Namakurve Ananta Namnaha. If Bhagavan is Ananta Nama, one who is of innumerable names, every object is Bhagavan. Like every wave is water. Everything is Bhagavan. Everything is knowledge here. So every form, the name of, the word denoting every form is Bhagavan's name only. Therefore, if all the forms are Bhagavan, all the words denoting the forms also must be names of Bhagavan only. Well, Bhagavan is who? One who is of innumerable names. Limitless names. Anantanama. Bhagavan's name is Anantanama. Please notice. Bhagavan, one name is Anantanama. Or Anamakaha. Nameless. Bhagavan is nameless because no word can denote Bhagavan's rupam. Because Bhagavan is formless. Bhagavan is formless, therefore nameless. Name means a word can be used to denote a form. Isn't it? Word is always to denote a given form. Given word can denote a given form. And Bhagavan is formless. Therefore, no word can denote Bhagavan's formless form. Therefore, Bhagavan is nameless. Formless, therefore, wordless, therefore nameless anamakaha bhagavan. So anamika also means what? Nameless devi. Anamika or anamakaha, masculine, anamika, feminine, nameless. Therefore, but otherwise what you say, either Bhagavan is nameless, anamakaha, or anantanama. Nakaran shabda, anantanaman shabda. Anantanam. So anantanamnaha katham namakurve, Gargamani was saying, how can I name one who is of innumerable countless names? Yella names are Bhagavan's names. How can I name him? All names are Bhagavan's names. Then he said, he took the word Krish. Krish is the root. And the Krish dhatu forms, from that you coin a verb Karshati. Akarshati. Draws, pulls, attracts. Krishi dhatu nakarabhyam. Taking the root Krish, adding the affix na, and he formed the name Krishnaha. Why? Because Krish, the Krishihi agriculture, that's different, okay? There also ploughing is, pulling is involved, isn't it? Ploughing. But here Krish, Karshati, Akarshati means attracts, draws, pulls. So, that which pulls, draws, grabs, gravitates, the attention, all the minds towards itself. All the minds are grabbed, attracted, drawn, pulled towards itself. So, the Karshati Sarvani Manamsi Iti Krishnaha. So, Krishnaha, actually the meaning of Krishna means all attractive. And what is that which attracts all the minds towards itself is happiness. Therefore, what is implied by the word Krishnaha is happiness. Krishnaha does not directly mean happiness. Krishnaha means all attractive, that's all. That's why another name is Manoharaha. Manamsi Harati Iti Manoharaha. Manamohana, they say, oh, Krishna does not delude, okay? Manamohana means, my God, you, one who deludes the mind means what? One who makes you mad after that. That's the meaning. Not should not take in the wrong sense. Manamohana, Manoharaha, we say Manoharaha, one who attracts minds. So Krishnaha, the Manohari Deham, Shankara says in his poetry. So one who is a nature of happiness, fullness, which attracts all the minds towards itself. Therefore Krishnaha. It was the name given by Gargarishi. And he says he knows it was Bhagavan Krishna. He named himself Krishna. But that's why he say, Anantanamnaha katham nama kurve. Anyway, that's a different story. So here, I said, Meghavarnaha, from here I went somewhere else. I took you away. Meghavarnaha, one who is of the complexion of the cloud. One who is, complexion is like the cloud. Meghavarnaha. Meghavarnam. Shantakaram, Bhujagashayanam, Padmanabham, Suresham. Gagana Sadrisham Visa, Meghavarnam, Shubhangam. Shubha Angani. Shubhani Angani Yasya. Shubhangaha. Yasya Angani Shubhani. So Shubhangaha. One who is of the auspicious limbs means the whole Jagat is Bhagavan and all these we saw Bhagavan's limbs earlier. Bhumi is his feet. Bhupadav yasya nabihi viyat asuhu anilaha. One whose breath is air. Like that. So Bhagavan, one who is of the auspicious form, one who is of the auspicious limbs, Shubhangani. Because every limb of Bhagavan, everything in this universe is auspicious, because everything is manifestation of knowledge, and everything contributes for the wellness of everything else. Eva Shubhangaha. See, Ellam Nanmeke. Every being in this creation, every phenomenon in this creation contributes for the wellness of everything else. Your Bhagavan is of the auspicious limbs, Shubhangaha. Lakshmi Kantaha. Again, Kantaha means beloved. That which attracts is Kantam. You know that? Again, in Tamil, Kantam is called Gandam. The magnet is called Kanta. Kanta means magnet. What does the magnet do? Magnet pulls. Magnet doesn't go. Magnet pulls the anything iron around it, isn't it? Kanta means pulling. That which pulls is Kanta. So beloved is called Kanta. See, Kanta, beloved. So Lakshmi, Kanta, beloved of Lakshmi. Husband of Lakshmi. Husband is supposed to be a beloved. The mind must be given only to the husband. A woman's mind should be given only to the husband. Man's mind should be given only to her wife, his wife. If woman is called Kanta, husband, man is called Kantaha. Kanta, Kantaha. Anyway, beloved, which means, literally it means beloved. So Lakshmi Kantaha, beloved of Lakshmi. And who is Lakshmi here? The whole Jagat is Lakshmi. Husband of Lakshmi, Ma Dhavaha. Dhavaha, husband, Ma Lakshmi. Husband of Lakshmi, beloved of Lakshmi, means the Lord of the universe. The whole Jagat is Lakshmi. The Lord of the universe is husband of Lakshmi. Madhavaha, like that. God is Lord of wealth, Lord of Lakshmi, husband of Lakshmi, like Lakshmi Kantaha. So Lakshmi Kantam. Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam Padmanabham Suresham Vishwadharam Gagana Sadrisham Meghavarnam Shubhangam Lakshmi Kantam Kamalanayanam Kamalanayanaha. One who is Kamalam Ivanayanam Yasya. Kamalam Ivanayanam Yasya. Kamalam Ivanayanam, not wrong. One whose eyes are beautiful like the lotus. Don't imagine it like two lotuses are sitting in Bhagavan's eyes. Lotuses are wide and bright and beautiful. Similarly, one whose eyes are wide, bright and beautiful. One whose eyes are beautiful like the lotuses is called Kamalanayanaha. Why Bhagavan's eyes are beautiful? Because Bhagavan is the ultimate seer through all the eyes. The absolute seer, one who sees through all the eyes. Individual can see only through his eyes. Absolutely, ultimately, one who sees through all the eyes, having the qualification as the seer of everything, is Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhagavan is said to have Bhagavan is said to be the beautiful eyed, one whose eyes are beautiful like the lotuses. Kamalam iva nayanam, wide and beautiful. Kamalam iva, or kamale iva nayane yasya. Sa kamala nayanaha. Lakshmi kantam kamala nayanam. Yogi hrid dhyana gamyam. See, gamyaha. Bhagavan is gamyaha. Gamyaha, attainable. Gamya is actually, gamya is a potential passive participle. Gamya. Attained, can be attained. Gamya means can be attained. Gamyaha, adjective. Attainable. Add visarga becomes attainable. Verb becomes an adjective, isn't it? Attainable. How is Bhagavan attainable? Bhagavan can be attained only in terms of knowledge. So, dhyana gamya, yogi hriddi, dhyanena gamya, one who can be attained through contemplation means one whose swarupam can be assimilated, ascertained through or by contemplation. One whose swarupam, one whose essential nature can be ascertained through or by contemplation. In the mind, hrid means hridi, in the mind. Bhagavan, whose swarupam can be arrived at, ascertained in one's own mind, in the mind through contemplation. But whose contemplation, whose mind? Yogi. Yogi means meditator. Yoginaha. Or yoginam hridi. Yoginam hridi. Hridi hridaye. Yoginam hridaye. Or yoginam hridi. Dhyanena gamyaha. Yogi hrid dhyana gamyaha. Yogigaludaya manadile. Dhyanikindavarudaya manadile. Dhyanathinal adayapadvavar. Yoginam hridayeshu dhyanena gamyaha yogi hrid dhyana gamyaha. He, Bhagavan, is the one whose essential nature can be arrived at only in the mind of meditators through contemplation or by contemplation. Yogi hrid dhyana gamyaha. People, oh, we can attain Bhagavan through meditation. No, Shravanam is important. Okay, that yogi hrid dhyana gamyaha. Now, we have already seen Vande Vishnum. Bhabayaharam sarvalokaikanatham. You finished. Shantakaram bhujagashayanam padmanabham suresham vishwadharam gaganasadrisham meghavarnam shubhangam lakshmikantam kamalanayanam yogi hridhyana gamyam vande vishtam bhabayaharam sarvalokaikanatham. Megashyamam pita kausheya vasam shrivat sankam kaustubhodbhasitangam punyopetam pundarikayataksham vishnum vande sarvalokaikanatham. Next class, we'll try to cover more verses for the Ajram. Bhujagashayanam Padmanabham Suresham Vishwadharam Gagana Sadrisham Meghavarnam Shubhangam Lakshmikantam Kamalanayanam Yogi Hridhyana Gamyam Vande Vishnum Bhavabhayaharam Sarvalokaikanatham. Om. We don't need to sing this. Yes, because one verse we can simply say. I'll see you next class. Om.